So we are on the second Sunday of Advent. And Advent is a season of preparation, a season of anticipation for the great joy that comes to us at Christmas. And with Advent preparations and Christmas preparations, I can't help but be reminded of a time when I was just a little boy and my family was getting ready for Christmas, and we would have to clean the house. We'd have to put some things away to make room for the decorations, to make room for the things that we typically use when we celebrate Christmas. We'd have to make room for the Christmas tree. We'd have to make room for other things as well. And Advent is a season for us to make room for the Lord in our hearts, a time for us to clear out any clutter that may be there, preventing us from being able to welcome Him freely into our souls, welcome Him freely anew at Christmas. And so there are many ways to help us to make room for the Lord, to prepare the way of the Lord. But our readings today point us in the direction of forgiveness of sins and repentance. In our first reading, we hear with regards to Jerusalem, the people of Israel, her guilt is expiated, meaning her sins are forgiven. The guilt of her sins are forgiven. She is set free from them. And Isaiah is saying this immediately after he had said, "Comfort, give comfort to my people." The people of Israel were suffering. They were in exile at that time. And God was bringing them good news through the prophet Isaiah that their sins have been expiated, that they have been forgiven. Advent, while it is a season for us to prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas, is also a reminder for us for the coming of Christ at the end of time. And that is the greater focus we hear about in our second reading. But in it, we also hear that same idea of the repentance that we should have, seeking that forgiveness of the Lord. St. Peter tells us, "The Lord does not delay his promise as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." That is, sometimes it may seem like God is letting things drag on, but he's giving everybody an opportunity in order to repent, in order to be forgiven of their sins. And so we see that same theme of repentance. In our gospel passage today, John the Baptist comes and he's preaching, he's proclaiming this baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So we see that theme of repentance and forgiveness. And so we are blessed in the Catholic Church to have the sacrament of confession, this opportunity to have that forgiveness of sins, to present to the Lord our repentance, our desire to be reconciled with him through that blessed sacrament. The priest in the sacrament of confession oftentimes can be thought of, well, maybe not often, but sometimes can be thought of as like being God's garbage man. Like, we have all this garbage of our sins, and we want it to go away. And so we bring it to the garbage man, and he takes that garbage that is the guilt of our sins, and he casts it into the fire of charity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, where it is consumed and burned up, such that our sins are forgiven. The guilt has been removed. We are set free, no longer carrying all of that junk, that garbage that is the guilt of our sins. And so the priest can be thought of kind of as God's garbage man, the one who tossed it into that fire. He's God's instrument of mercy. He's God's way of letting us know with certainty that we are being forgiven, that God's grace is applied to us. The sacrament of confession is also a great opportunity for us to grow in the virtue of humility. Most sins are associated with the sin of pride, which is the sin where we try to make ourselves out to be more than we are, and we oftentimes, with pride, fail to recognize our own faults and failings. And humility is all about truth, all about the truth of knowing who we are, knowing that we are imperfect, knowing that we do need God's assistance. But also as part of humility is knowing God's profound love for us, that he would come to us and offer us this forgiveness, this reconciliation, this union with him, to be returned, to have that relationship restored, that even though we may have damaged it or destroyed it by sin, we can have it back because his love for us is that great. And to present that to the Lord in the presence of another person, such as the priest, is quite humbling. And so we have that opportunity to grow in humility. And humility is necessary for the growth in the spiritual life. If we want to be close to God, if we want to have a great relationship with him, we need to have humility. An additional benefit of confession is that when we present to the priest our sins, he oftentimes can give us some advice to help us to overcome our sins, tips on how we can avoid falling into these same things again. And so if we find ourselves repeating the sins over and over again, and we want to stop because we're tired of hurting our relationships with our friends and with our families, with our coworkers through our sins, we want to stop, but we're not sure how, the priest in confession can give us advice. And if in the list of sins you give, the priest gives some advice associated to a sin that you weren't really wanting necessarily advice for, you can still ask him after he's finished, "Okay, Father, but can you help me with this one too?" And generally he'd be happy to do so, so that you can better avoid those sins, so that those relationships with friends, with family, with coworkers won't be damaged so much because of enhanced ability to avoid those same sins. The grace of the sacrament not only includes the forgiveness of sins, but also a strengthening against falling into those same sins again. And so whatever sins we bring to the Lord, we should bring all of our serious sins, all of our mortal sins, in order for it to be a good confession. But even our small sins, we can present them to God through his priest, and we will be strengthened by his grace for having done so, to help us better avoid those same sins again. But we also receive an increase in faith, hope, and charity, an increase in those theological virtues that focus us on our relationship with God. And we also receive an increase in sanctifying grace, which is the grace that allows us to enter into heaven. It makes heaven more accessible to us even now. We get an even greater taste of heaven the more sanctifying grace we have in our souls. And so this sacrament is a great blessing for all of us. Sometimes, though, it can be difficult to remember what all our sins are. When I go to confession, I try to recall what my sins are from my last confession, since my last confession, and sometimes I have difficulty remembering all of them. And so it's helpful for us to have what's called an examination of conscience, a series of questions to prompt us to think about what are the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done, and what are the things we failed to do that we should have done. And so there are many examinations of conscience out there. You can search for it online, but we also have it available on our website, asc.church, under our guide to confession. But in addition to that, we have pamphlets near the entrances of the church, a short guide to this sacrament, the sacrament of reconciliation. It describes the sacrament itself, but it also has in there an examination of conscience, as well as the act of contrition. Additionally, on the My Parish app, we have under the confession particular icon, there is an examination of conscience as well as an explanation to how to go to confession. In case it's been a while since you've been to confession and you don't remember the exact logistics of how that works, these resources are available. And even if you go to confession frequently, it's good to have an examination of conscience, these series of questions to prompt us to think about different aspects of our lives that maybe we don't usually recall when we try to recall our sins and present them to God through his priest. And so it's important for us to prepare the way of the Lord. It's important for us to clear out that clutter in the house of our souls, to make room for the Lord, to make room for him to enter anew in our hearts at the season of Christmas, that we may better receive that joy that the Lord has in store for us. Sin is an obstacle to grace, and it is good for us to remove that obstacle so that we can receive as much grace and as much joy as God wishes to give us this Christmas season. So let us take a moment to plan when we will go to confession, to plan how we're going to prepare the way of the Lord. Just as a reminder, confession is available Monday through Saturday at 7:30 a.m., as well as Saturday at 4 p.m. And then for the Advent season, we have two special sessions of confession the last week of Advent on Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m. And we would love, we, the garbage men of God, would love to take the trash, the garbage of your sins, and to cast them into the fire of God's charity, of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so please let us take this moment to plan ahead, to clear the way for the Lord, to prepare for his coming at Christmas, and to prepare for his coming even here and now in the most holy Eucharist.